to...
Amend Senate File
2420, and do you want to explain the amendment first?
Madam Chair, it's an author's amendment, and it basically addresses the provisions in the bill on assessments and when they're going to be done, and it speaks for itself, and that's what the testifiers will speak to.
Thank you, Ms. Senator Weaver. It's getting late. Those in favor, is there any discussion on the amendment? Hearing no discussion, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. The amendment is adopted. Senator Weaker.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this addresses science assessments, and science teachers shared some concerns. Right now, we have standards for science, as we all know, and in earth science, life science, physical science, the MCA2s basically reflect an evaluation in the test on physical science, and there was the concern that we weren't doing quite enough in earth and life. Did I have that correct?
Earth and physical.
Earth and physical, but life was addressed. And so what we had in the original bill was to put more of an emphasis on the areas not being addressed in the MCAs. But, Madam Chair, when I talked to science teachers in the department, I said, you know, there's a lot of technical information here, and let's see if you can work out some language. And that's what this language does. It reflects an agreement between science teachers that are represented here in their organization and the department as to a course of action. So, Madam Chair, I have some testifiers to briefly talk about the need, and the department is here as well to talk about what we feel is a workable agreement, and then it would need to go next to the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Senator Weaker. I've also received quite a few phone calls and emails on this topic, so I'm pleased to see this coming before us. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Kent Gordon. I am the president of the Minnesota Earth Science Teachers Association.
Mr. Gordon, go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to speak in favor of broad-based, inclusive, and comprehensive science standards assessment today. I am the current president of the Minnesota Earth Science Teachers Association and an executive board member for the past 10 years. I've also been a science teacher since 1995 and have been actively involved in site implementation of the Minnesota academic standards. I'm here today to share the position of two of the elected boards of two of the state's largest science teacher organizations, the Minnesota Earth Science Teachers Association and the Minnesota Science Teachers Association. These two boards represent over 1,200 science educators from across the state. Let me begin by stating that we are pleased with the 2004 Minnesota Academic Standards in Science. All students are required to meet all standards in earth and space science, life science, physical science, and the history and nature of science. They represent a basic level of science literacy for all Minnesotans. We're also pleased with the 5th and 8th grade MCA2 testing plan. These tests reflect the inclusive and comprehensive nature of the required standards and include questions in earth, life, and physical science. All standards are required for all students, and all students are tested in all standards. I have some charts that show the breakdown of the standards. The different colors represent different branches of science, and the higher the graph is, the more questions there would be. The red color is the history and nature of science. The green is physical science. The yellow is earth science. The blue is life science. The chart I'm holding up right now represents the fifth grade test for the grades 3 to 5 band. The next chart represents the grade 6 to 8 band for the 8th grade test. Both of these tests include the full range of standards and have items which sample from all standards. At the high school level, the chart looks very different. This standard, we have only the history and nature of science in the context of life science and life science represented. Physical science, meaning physics, chemistry, and earth science, are not represented in the high school level test. Unfortunately, a current law limits the grade 10 to 12 MCA test questions to a comparatively narrow focus on life science and the history and nature of science. Okay? A better option would be to revise the high school assessment to include earth and physical science test questions, much like the 5th and 8th grade tests. This would provide a more complete and fair assessment of student achievement in science. Testing will then more closely reflect a complete range of existing required standards. A broad-based high school assessment would also make it possible to consistently monitor student achievement in all areas of science for a longer time. MCA results could then be used to inform curriculum and instruction decisions across all of the standards from the elementary to the high school levels. Finally, we believe that a fair evaluation of student achievement in science is best done with assessment questions which sample from the full range of high school science standards. We ask that you support this bill and allow us for testing that fits the comprehensive nature of the required standards. Rest assured, we are not asking for additional course requirements. We believe that course requirements are best determined at the local level to make optimal use of resources to meet comprehensive standards. Okay? We also acknowledge that it will take funding and time for the Department of Education to develop new test questions. Now is the time to act, as the Department of Education's existing schedule includes a 2012 test revision, and time is needed to prepare in advance for a quality assessment. As science teachers, we only ask that the next assessment include questions that are more representative of student achievement in the full range of required standards. Thank you for your time. Should you wish to contact our organizations, the information is on the MESTA and MINSTA position statements. Thank you for your time and consideration. I'd be happy to take any questions. We appreciate the opportunity to speak today.
Are there any questions for Mr. Gordon? Mr. Gordon, then I have a question.
Yes.
Are you in this bill asking the MCA science test to, you're not asking for three science tests. You're asking for one test that includes all of the science.
Originally, that we left it open to be either way. Once we talked to some officials from the department, they felt it may be better to have three separate assessments or split it up. The reasoning being that kids could take an assessment immediately after they finished whichever course covered the standards rather than waiting till grade 12 to be tested on something that's in ninth grade.
And so that's the intent of the amendment.
Yes. We're not intending to mandate a curriculum. We like the diversity that is out there in our districts in Minnesota. We don't want to kill any innovative courses that might be out there. Under current law, standards may be embedded within any course. So, for example, physical science course could have earth science standards in it. One could spread physical science standards across several courses.
So students would be taking an MCA 2 science test three times?
This would be an MCA test to be broken down into three separate tests taken at different times as the students finish the content. We have a Dirk Mattson here from the department that may shed some light on that, too.
Thank you, Mr. Mattson.
Madam Chair, members, thank you. Yeah, the intent is it would be three separate. Envision them, although the language of Senator Wieger's amendment makes clear that this doesn't do this, but for illustration purposes, envision it as if I had a standard science curriculum in my high school and I had a biology course in 10th grade, an earth and space science in 11th grade, physical science in 12th grade, if that were the case. And there are, as the gentleman's pointed out, there's a number of different ways you could do the curriculum. All that's saying is if you wanted to envision it as a one big MCA 2 or state test, but you're taking the portion of the content area, because high school is so specified by its course content, you're taking that part of the test, if you will, at that time, really making it like an end-of-course assessment, so kind of like a final exam. If I'm on block schedule and I take all of my science in the first semester, the exam would be available for them at that time instead of waiting till the end of the year or senior year.
And certainly, excuse me, Senator Youngblower.
You could keep going with that if you're – and then
– Well, I was going to it makes sense to me that when they finish a particular course to take the test, but I'm my mind is trying to get my head around, well, how does this report out on the so you've got you're reporting out science in all these multiple levels, so it's it And I trust that you guys can figure it out, but it does kind of complicate that, I think.
Madam Chair, it absolutely does. I think we've been working on it with the current status of the biology high school test right now and determining under No Child Left Behind in the reporting, it's not a part of the adequate yearly progress mechanism where, you know, needs improvement, et cetera. But we are required to report to the federal government, have we tested 95% of our students? And right now we're having that continued conversation with districts about how do we determine who are all the kids without a central course reporting of students? How do we determine who's in that class and eligible for that test? But we're making headway in that with conversations with districts, and I feel confident that we could reach that certainly by the time of 2012 when this was implemented.
Mr. Jungbauer and then Mr. Olsen. Senator Olsen, excuse me.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I like this a lot, and especially when it comes to science, or even if we, as you get into math and sciences, it just seems so relevant to take the testing right after you do the coursework. And that's always been one of my problems as we talk about these testing things, because you're really not evaluating a person accurately if you're not doing it directly after the coursework. I mean, you transfer on to college, and it would be ludicrous to take a biology class, and then the end of the next year you're going to have a test on it. So we're not doing the children any favors, and, you know, math and science are my favorites. So, of course, I want to see Minnesota and the United States as well excel in that area, and I really like the idea of breaking it down. But then I guess for Mr. Madsen, it would be kind of a cumulative thing where you're kind of adding them together. How does it play out in terms of meeting that MCA requirement?
Madam Chair, Senator, actually our thought is, while as much thought as we've had about it, I don't think we would be adding the scores together and then reporting a single score, because again, that's either holding information or leaving a bunch of blank cells in a report to a student as they go up. We would treat them as three separate assessments, and we would report out on them as three separate assessments. They certainly would be covering the comprehensive science standards, but I would be getting to them at milestones through my academic career.
Senator Olsen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've had discussions at this table about, you know, if the students appreciate the relevance or the importance of the test. So is there any way that this would be computed for their grade, or?
Madam Chair, Senator Olsen.
Mr. Madsen.
Thank you. I believe that there, especially as we get to 2012, if we, and the department's assumption is that this would also be a computer-delivered assessment as the current biology test is ready to be delivered at high school. That's something we talked about, we've talked already amongst us, is that if you leave it as one large assessment in the 12th grade, there is little motivation in the spring of a senior year to really perform well on that. I'm sure for some students there will be. However, when we get to the computerized delivery and we improve the mechanisms by which we can report scores and turn around scores, it's possible that I could take this as a it might be able to be in some states do, and we'd certainly look to do that, to allow districts, not require them, but allow them to get the score back. It could serve as the final exam for a course if that met the standards, if all the standards were contained within that.
Are there any other questions for our folks? Is there anyone else that wants to speak to this bill?
Madam Chair, yes, we do have some other testifiers here. To my right, we have Pam Letterman. She is a teacher in North St. Paul. She has been active in standards and testing. Has been an excellent high school as well as middle school teacher. Next to Pam, we have Lee Schmidt of Hamline University, also someone involved in staff development, involved in the conversation on testing and standards as well. And we have John Olson, an administrator from St. Paul. And he has also been a science teacher, most recently in physics, I believe. Is that correct? And they've each prepared some statements as well.
Thank you very much. Would you allow them to come to the table?
Senator Weaker? Madam Chair, and I will ask them to make a brief statement. They realize that
it's late.
It's late in the day, and we've worked out something which I didn't think was the course about 6 hours ago. But I appreciate they've been here all day and working on this, and their profession as scientists. And so if they could
absolutely
make a statement for the record, and whatever order you
Please state your name for the record. And
thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Lee Schmidt. I'm a faculty member of Hamline University Graduate School of Education, and my role as professional development coordinator for the Center of Environmental Education at Hamline, I work exclusively in providing content and pedagogy training for Minnesota teachers of science. I design and deliver graduate courses, workshops, institutes, and licensure programs for Minnesota science teachers. A course I just finished this fall is called Preparing Your Students for the State Science Test. I currently serve as the Earth Science Representative on the Minnesota Science Teachers Board of Directors. I've spent 15 years working and listening to Minnesota science teachers, and this is what I know. Teachers are looking forward, albeit with a little bit of trepidation, for the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment in Science to be administered in April and May. I want the committee to know that this is a great test. Teachers and myself who have seen and worked with the test items like the structure and the rigor of this test. It reaches beyond multiple choice to knowledge-based multiple choice to scenario-based elements that involve students in problem-solving, analysis, and application of science concepts. For the first time, science teachers in schools and communities will have a measure of how their students are meeting the Minnesota academic science standards. But this powerful tool of statewide science assessment is really, right now, in its present form, is only available for the elementary and middle school. Though the MCA2s will be administered in 5th and 8th grade, as we've spoken, only the 5th and 8th grade science tests are truly comprehensive, addressing all the science content area standards. In high school, only the biology teacher will have any data to guide the curriculum and their teaching decisions. Not fair. The biology teacher gets the benefit of the test results and also gets all the test pressure. We recognize if high schools, also of note, if high schools are not held accountable for the physical and earth science standards, they are less likely to comply with the law that requires all standards for all students. As Kent mentioned, we note that, please note that adding tests for physical science and earth science in the high school is not adding courses. Schools will still have the choice to address these science standards in many creative ways in existing courses. We also recognize that adding two tests to the high school will cost money, but this is an investment in our students. It's an investment in their science future. A truly comprehensive state assessment should aim to test all standards. The science teachers I work with support this bill. When all high school science standards are tested in the high school, our schools, our students, school administrators, parents, and teachers will have the data that they need. And that data will be complete, inclusive, consistent, and useful as a metric of science teaching and student learning in our schools. So we look forward and support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Schmidt. And I have to agree with you that we do need to test all the standards, and again, I want to appreciate the logistics that the department is willing to accommodate so that we can do this. And the other person at the table from North St. Paul.
Hi, my name is Pam Letterman. I'm currently an 8th grade physical science teacher in the North St. Paul Oakdale Maplewood
Bless
School
you.
District. I taught at the high school for 14 years, and I'm now in my 5th year at the middle school. I'm just going to cut mine way down, but I would like to just say, first of all, how much I appreciate the standards, because I think they're an incredibly valuable tool for new teachers, and I believe that what it's done for me compared to past documents that we've had is I now know what every student needs to learn, and I know what I need to teach, and it's helped to drive the curriculum so that we can get rid of some of the fluff things, and we know what's important and what's core, and it's really helped to drive curriculum decisions. And as an 8th grade teacher, I also know that with that document, I know what the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students will be tested on, and it will be on earth science and physical science and life science and the history and nature of science. And so I'm disappointed that when they get to the high school that it's suddenly just life science, and I'm afraid the message that we're sending is that life science is more valuable than physical science and earth science and the other ones. And so I feel like if the standards are in place that say all students need to know these things, then that's what we need to assess. If they really need to know that, that's what we need to find out, is if they know that. And the only way we're going to know that is to make the test more comprehensive. I can stop there because I'm going to reiterate what other people have said.
Really appreciate your coming out and staying through the whole process, Ms. Letterman, and all of you. Are there others who want to comment?
Just briefly.
One more.
I'm John Olson. I work for St. Paul Public Schools as the science administrator. Our district has included this legislation as part of our district legislative portfolio of what we're working on. Past president of Minnesota Science Teachers Association bring that perspective to it. And now, just starting yesterday, I'm on the Standards Revisions Committee for Science. And just a couple of comments. I see in my curriculum director role the importance of having sort of equal weight on a lot of the standards. Having the emphasis on life science at the, in many cases, the 10th grade level has really constrained when we're going to be able to put courses together. And students who would prefer to do life science early so that they can progress on into AP and IB courses have felt sort of a constraint that it's tougher to do that for them. So I think this provides more opportunities for a wider variety of students. So I concur and appreciate the opportunity to consider an end of course sort of test as a way to bring this forward.
Thank you very much, Mr. Olson. Are there any questions for the folks that we have at the table? Hearing none, Senator Weger.
Yes, and thank you, testifiers, Dr. Mattson, and everyone for working this out. And members, there was a fiscal note. I think it will be substantially mitigated and perhaps reevaluated based on what's been worked out. But I would move that Senate File 2420, as amended, be recommended to pass and referred to finance.
Motion has been made. All those in favor, say
aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thank you very much. And Madam Chair, we meet Friday at 10 o'clock at Excel to talk about the high school league and other activities that are going on there, and a comprehensive calendar for the rest of March and some April ideas are listed.
Are we finished?
Yes.
Then the committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
All right. At least I showed up for that final.